You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Let's talk about something timeless, not trends, not hacks, but something deeper. How does a believer stay steady in a world that pulls them in every direction? Imam Jawad alayhi salam once said, "The believer is in need of three things: divine success from God, a self that gives sincere advice, and the ability to accept advice from others." Simple, yes, but it's everything. You can be smart, hardworking, talented, and so on, but if you don't have tawfiq, God's help, even the best plan may collapse. The Quran says, "Whatever good you receive, it is from Allah." Tawfiq is that invisible blessing that puts you in the right place at the right time with the right people. So never rely only on yourself. Walk, but let Him open the path. We all have an inner voice, but not all of us listen. This second companion is your conscience, the part of you that says, "You know better. This isn't who you want to be. Come back." In psychology, we call it self-awareness. In spirituality, it's called the nafsul lawwama, the blaming soul. It feels guilt not to torture you, but to bring you back to yourself. Without this voice, we live on autopilot. With it, we live with intention. Here is the hardest one. Can you handle being corrected? Can you hear feedback, especially when it's true, without letting your ego burn the bridge? The Prophet ﷺ said, "Religion is sincere advice." Growth doesn't always come from within. Sometimes it knocks from the outside. And the wise, they open the door. So here's your tutorial for the journey. God above you, guiding, yourself within you, warning, and good voices around you, reminding. Nice, huh? With these three, you're never alone. And you're never lost. So let us check this hadith once again. Beautiful, from Imam Jawad alayhi salam, a gem of wisdom. The believer is in need of three things: divine success from God, a self that gives sincere advice, and the ability to accept advice from others. I think that all leads to humility, humbleness. And you should listen. You should listen and you should care. You should take heed. And you would be like, should be prepared all the time to what they say. And trust me that Allah wants the best for you. And He knows the best. And He has put that self within you, so that you would listen to Him. Listen to yourself. That's what they say. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد